A63, number 13B.
Yes, so we can see here the third day. I think this is a very interesting day because we can see that terrific break that takes place at the point of soul as soul. Up to the point of soul as spirit, you always had just one thing that God said, let there be. At the moment you come to soul as soul, we begin to see that God's own creation began to be creative. Let the dry land now have herb and grass and fruit trees after their kind of the seed within itself. And seeing that therefore in this way they begin to indicate that out of one concept of identity, which was very important to build up first, that being has an identity, that being has an unchangeable identity, that now came the diversification of that identity. That said, it reproduces itself always according to their kind, and you have the plural. Then now the plural, therefore the different gender, and the constant further diversification and classification, so that finally we have a whole universe of identities in the plural. And these identities, as they are reproducting themselves, must be therefore eternal, and so we have the eternal identities of being. And only then, when we have eternal identities of being, we can really say now, how are they linked together? How are they related together? How do they operate together? And that would be the fourth day. So, the third day furnishes us, so to say, the elements, the material, the elements, the identities, the elements, the parts, with which then the system can operate. So we come to the fourth day, and here again we know the fourth day will be followed by the fifth day. And the fifth day is, as we would see, the day of life that we know now from the first general concept of the 7 days of creation. So we can say, now, what kind of principle do we have to have? What kind of a fourth day do we have to have? So that really we have a bridge to the eternality of being. To the, perhaps I shouldn't say the eternality of being, the fifth day is much more to the ever-newness of being, to the fullness of being. Because the fifth day, we said, was the fullness, the multiplication sense. What do we need in order to be able to have a full universe? And so, the fourth day would have to give us the minimum prerequisites. How does the Bible show that? We have first, and God said, let there be lights. See, now we have the plural. Let there be lights. The first day was, let there be light. And here again you begin to see right away the tonality of the of principle, the lights, the plural, because a principle can only be a principle when there are many, many, many identities of being to be governed. So let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And then they depict the, so to say, the office of these lights. And let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days, and years. That's a very interesting way of trying to symbolize something. What do they symbolize? Now, thinking that these were people who were living around about 550 BC, at the time before the Greek classics, before the renaissance of science in the Greek period, long before that, and that they had to symbolize really what is a system. That's very difficult. They had a spiritual touch that somehow all the parts of the universe were somehow related to each other, forming a consistent, coherent whole, and they didn't have the terminology to express it. The term system was not known in the Hebrew language, was not known at that time. So they had to use funny symbols. So they said, let them be for signs. What did they mean, perhaps? John Dolly said, let them be for symbols, because only through symbols we can really symbolize a system. Let them be for seasons. By seasons, they had four seasons. So they always took the four, either the four seasons or the four direction of the compass, as a symbol for the four great operational centers of work, Christ, Christianity, and science. So they took the four seasons. They began to see that these symbols would symbolize the four. Let them be 4 days. They only had 7 days of creation, a symbol for the seven. 4 days and years. Years, eternality, perhaps. So they began to feel that these lights, that these ideas are actually operating in a system of the seven and the four, what the years were, I don't know quite. Perhaps they only wanted to show that it is an infinite or an eternal divine calculus. For years and years, usually they took years for eternity, and so they began to see something that these lights, that these ideas are operating not at random, but that they are operating in a system, in an infinite, eternal system. So that was that first point. Let there be a system of ideas that are interrelated into a system. Then you come to the second verse. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven, to give light upon the earth, and it was so. What is the new information? Again we have the dominant, namely the lights, that goes right through it. Let there be lights, therefore a system. And the new information is that light may give light upon the earth. What does that indicate?
Reflection.
It only gives light to the earth. It doesn't say that the earth reflected the light. I think it has something more to that. Namely that when you have that system, that it sheds its light on, interprets, wouldn't you feel that it gives light upon the earth, that it enlightens, it is a power of demonstration, that it gives demonstration, that your understanding of the system really handles the earth, the compound idea, that it gives a sense of spiritual power. Now it begins to govern. You see, the earth is not the light. See? The earth is not the light in the heavens, You only have for those people. The earth wasn't alike. Huh? So they had to show that this light, that system, was doing something to the earth, huh? So to say, to the, well, to the world, huh? That it was demonstrating, that it was a system that was demonstrable through the understanding, through the firmament. Yes? It gave light to the problem. It gave light to every situation. Huh? It brought light to everything. So first you have the firmament with the lights, that's the system, and that light, as spirit, has the spiritual power to demonstrate itself on earth. When you go further, you see something more about it. And God made two great lights. Now you get again the lights as the dominant, but saying the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. So again we have the sense of, what is the new sense here?
Soul.
Soul, in which way?
Greater
ruling the lesser, huh? You get now a terrific sense of that hierarchical order in being, in that system. That through the rule of soul, the higher will always rule the lesser. Yes? Right, let's flow again through it. Principle as mind says, let there be lights, let there be ideas in the firmament. Let there be ideas that are what? That are bringing out an operative system. Because they are for signs and for seasons and for days and for years, these lights are operating in a big system, in the seven and the four eternally. Principle as spirit says, and this light is not only the light in heaven, but it also enlightens the earth. It's a light that is in the realm of truth and in the realm of belief it operates and governs. How does it govern? Through soul, that the greater controls the lesser, the greater light ruling the lesser light. There is a control of soul at work. Then you come to the next stone, and God set them in the firmament of the heavens. That's the new step. He set them. He only first said that a throne of mind, God said, let there be, but he hasn't done it. Let there be. So now God set them in the firmament. We always have that fixing something as principle in the Bible. To give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness, and God saw that it was good. So, can you see what he does here? Actually, there is practically no new information, except that he did it, he said it. But what does he show? He recapitulates the whole thing. He recapitulates all the what he has said in principle as mind, and principle as spirit, and principle as soul. He recapitulates and said, now I operate that way. And you have a sense of principle in operation, that it operates, so to say, in one great concrete sense. Yes? Are you still with me?
Yes?
Yes? Yeah? Is it clear? Huh? We forget very often that the first tones or subtones are usually only a proposition, not already a factual operation of it. Huh? Said, let there be light. That does not yet say that it operates as such. every scientific activity always first goes out from a proposition or from a hypothesis and just makes first an assumption, if it would be so, then let's try if it would work. So also here it's already only in principle's mind saying, now let's have now that proposition that all these identities of being which we have seen in soul, that they are operating according to a system. And that operation according to a system should not just be a purpose in itself. It should have the purpose of ruling, of first enlightening the earth, that it is something that is demonstrable. And how can it be demonstrable? Principle of Soul says, by the great, the ruling the lesser, it is demonstrable. So God said in principle, all right, then let's have all together. And so said God, now I'm going to do that. I set it in the firmament, and I'm now going to give light upon the earth, principle as soul, and to rule over the day and over the night. Principle of spirit. All right, I go over it again. I misspelled it somewhere. But he said, and God set it in the firmament of heaven, those lights. All right, he started out and said, yes, I'm going to operate that system, principle as mind. I'm going to operate it now. How? To give light upon the earth. That was principle as spirit. That's where I misspelled it. Principle as spirit. And to rule over the day and over the night. Principle as soul. Yes? And that is good. So he said, and that operates. So it operates now. And we begin to see that principle takes these identities of being, put them into a system that is demonstrable and workable and operative and controlling the higher, controlling the lesser. There is just a terrific sense of harmony coming out. Is that not enough to give the bridge to the fifth day of newness of life? Do we have newness of life when we have a system working? And see that we have a workable system, wouldn't that be enough? That's the question we always have to ask. Wouldn't that be enough to have a system operating? Wouldn't that system operating give a bridge to life, to the newness of life, to the multiplication of life? You would think so, huh? And why isn't it so? Yes? Yes? Yes, friend, well, how would you call that? Yes?
Well, Mr. Vinegar said that the idea of progress with the operation.
Yes?
Is that just going over and over and over the same thing with the operation?
Absolutely, you see. You can have a system that runs, I don't have the English term, Leerlauf.
Recycle.
No, that's even good. That's worse than recycling. That operates, but for nothing, without bringing out something. What would you call something?
Rotating.
Yes. Yes. Uh huh.
Redundant.
You know you.
Huh?
An enclosed that just doesn't produce anything, and yet it operates. Round and round and round, yeah. There is we have a beautiful piece of art, Tinguerel. I don't know if you know that Tinguerel. It's a beautiful piece of art with about a few hundred wheels and transmissions and so on, all out of steel, And it moves, You put some electricity in it, and everything moves in that thing. And nothing comes out of it. It doesn't produce anything. But it always works. About 100 or 200 pieces move. The wheel moves, the bars move, everything moves in that thing. And nothing happens. All that happens is that everything moves. That's what we call their love. I don't know what you call it, you know. So that would happen, you see, if there would not be another tone in it. Namely, that, as you say, that there is a restructuring process in it which can always bring forth another kind of thing. So you have here again that interesting point that Mrs. Eddy interprets something which actually the biblical writers haven't given. The biblical writers just say, and the evening and the morning were the fourth day, you see, and she interprets that that seems to have nothing to do really with life. Huh? Sorry, I must be clear. She interprets now a tone of life, though the biblical verse has nothing to do with life, huh? Has no tone of life in it. But she could see that something had to be added. And so she said, the changing glow and full effulgence. See, it's a changing glow and full effulgence. It's not just turning round for nothing. Of God's infinite ideas, images mark the periods of progress. That's the way she puts it. Huh? They mark a period of progress. That system is working to bring out constantly something new. That it is so constructed that it is not just moving for nothing, but that it is using its elements so that it can be applied for progress, that it can be applied for producing something new. Yes. Eva, do you have a dictionary with you? Yeah, well, one day I must learn that term. It's a, we have a terrific term that brings out this, that their love, that you have a terrific motion going on, you know, busy going about, to be busy about nothing, huh? Like this, huh?
Ineffectual.
Yeah, ineffectual, yes, yeah.
When one could ask, how do you call a car
Spinning your wheel. Thank you, Frank. Yeah.
Motor running, but you're not moving.
Yeah. So you need, for that, you need a system, huh? Or nothing will move. Yeah. So the point is that we have a further factor involved, namely that says, what can I do so that this movement is geared to something new? Huh? And actually we would know that we just would have to structure it rightly so that through restructuring you always can use the same system for something new. Yes. So that is the reason why we have here another point, that the principle as life, so that through restructuring the system induces, so to say, infinite progression. We have a sense of infinite progression going on. Yeah. Well, we have not enough time to start really with the fifth day. So perhaps let me just summarize quickly what we have been doing from the first day and flow through it in a gentle way that we feel. What do I have to see and what do I have in order that this creative ability, this creative law, is really a law that flows intelligently and rightly, so that there is nowhere, somewhere, a loophole where something can go wrong. So mind says, let there be light, let there be ideas. But how on earth can I know if they are ideas? If I receive a light, how can I know that they are ideas? I have to see first, from where are they coming? And I have to divide these ideas from illusions and see what is the origin of idea, what is the origin of illusions. And mind says, therefore, as mind or spirit, I'm only bringing forth ideas and not illusions. And life, mind or soul, gives us therefore sense that only that which comes from the divine mind and which absolutely separate from illusions are eternal, immortal, definite, indestructible and changeable ideas. And only then have I really idea. So that mind as mind is actually only giving me first a concept, then I have with mind and spirit distinguish, is this a divine concept or is it a human concept? And if I have made that distinction, I can see, oh, now I got it. It comes from mind and therefore he has the nature of immortality, mind as soul. Yes? If at that point I have reached that point that I know now what are ideas and what are illusions. And so I can use the second day of creation as the firmament of understanding and say, now I have an understanding how I can evaluate what is an idea and what is an illusion. I can now evaluate it. So therefore, that's spirit as mind. Therefore, spirit as spirit, I'm going to make a clear-cut division. I'm going only to use ideas. And that's good. And if I, that's spirit to spirit. And if I use only ideas of spirit, then that brings me to an ordered state of things, heaven, spirit as soul. Then I can rely that my unfoldment will reach heaven, that it will reach somewhere the fulfilled state of heaven. And that's now definite. And so I have a very good basis, really, for reality. And so I can come to the third day and say, all right, if I always consider what I have been thinking about the first and second day, and I move that into my consciousness, that soul as mind, I gather the water together, and then out of that something definite shows itself. The idea will gather identity, which shows me at the point of soul as spirit, that these identities are substantial, that they are of spiritual substance, that they are clearly defined and named. But not only that, soul as soul tells me that because an identity is always the self-sameness, it will always reproduce itself as the self-sameness. That's the seed within itself, soul as soul. Therefore, however they translate itself to any kind, it will always be that self-sameness. And so I have soul as soul, that self-sameness, which soul as principle shows it operates and demonstrates itself in all kinds of genders, all kinds of species, all kinds of classification, in all kinds of my life experience. And therefore, soul as life, I have to see that because they are from the nature of self-sameness, that they are eternal, that they are not going to pass out. And at that point I have identities of being, I have not identities of thought, I have not identities of object, I have identities of true beingness. And so I come to the point of the fourth day where I see, and all these identities of being can be gathered together into one system, principle as mind. And that system is demonstrable, principle as spirit. It sheds its light on the whole earth, on every problem, on every situation. And therefore, as principle as soul, it shows me that the greater will rule the lesser, that system will rule any other system. And that principle as principle, I begin to see that this operates and operates, but not as a as a spin wheel, but always in a new way, in a living way, and I get the sense that that system is a living system, principle as life, that it is not a dead system, but a living system. Okay.